going on, Vic?
How's How we doing, brother?
Just another day, man. Just another day.
Another day? Another day in paradise?
Another day in this paradise. I'm going to call it paradise, sure. How are you?
I'm good. It's I'm itching closer to fantasy football season and the regular football season. And I got a draft coming, but we'll explain that in the updates. What's on today's show?
So today we're going to work out if having multiple wives, it could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. I don't know, but I think we should get into that. And Jack's News, where we're going to be covering some kid sniffing maps. I know that probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense to you now, but stay tuned.
We'll explain.
And then we'll be we're talking about Baldwin's investigation updates. We're going to get all of the details, all of the information that they've come up with so far. And after that, a little fantasy football. You're gonna have your turn to mesmerize and entertain.
People are getting close to drafting, so I'm gonna give you the news and notes insights on the running backs.
All right,
it's gonna be vague. So that's what we pretty got. Brief. Do your own work.
So just some general notes, news, and insights on Vic's fantasy football.
All right, Jack, what do we got on today?
All right. So, I sent you pictures. I started up the jacuzzi. 20-year-old jacuzzi came with the house, and I just, you know, when you want that one thing to go right, and it just you put a lot of work into it, and then it just doesn't work out, and you're just down.
Well, you had a jacuzzi, right? So what did you do?
I have
emptied
a jacuzzi.
It, cleaned it.
I didn't even get to clean it. I just filled it up, and then I noticed there was a leak, and I was like, God damn it! Yeah, so I just got to get a piece. It'll be easy fix. It's just another project that's never going to get finished. It's like project 20, 21. Yeah. So we'll see, but we'll get to it eventually. But today I was thinking, instead of an update, I know I said a hot tub story. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But something that I didn't want to talk about the news, I thought we could bring it up here, is what's going on at Mar-a-Lago. With the FBI raid of Trump's house.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm putting this in the updates is because I thought it was absolutely insane what was going on. And we really don't know anything about it to make it news. All we really know is that Trump's attorney is a total smoke show.
Really?
Oh my gosh. So hot. So hot.
I didn't even get to see
that. I think she was on Fox. Trump, I'm telling you, Trump.
See, this is where you put a little picture on there.
All right. So I apologize. I'll show you the picture afterwards. For those at home, you're going to have to look it up. But I think it's more than just an update story also, because this is like 9/11 crazy for me. This is like, I was really upset because I can't, like, for the whole time that Trump was our president, like, you didn't hear about people raiding fucking Obama's house or George Bush or the Clintons.
30,000 emails disappeared. So what?
So yeah. But I feel like just the people that are looking into it are walking around with their eyes closed, and then for absolutely no reason are just raiding the shit out of Trump's house. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Scared.
Like, how insane is that? Like, for you at home, I honestly was like, this is it. This is where you're going to start seeing people, you know, making a daisy chain around Trump's house and, you know, blocking tanks and shit from coming in. Like, I was thinking, this is, I don't want to say it, but, you know, where ultimately this is probably going to go. But on top of all of that, the fact that they came up with the only excuse that even got some of my other friends to be like, oh, okay. They're like, oh, he's got nuclear codes, we think.
We think.
Yeah. Like, the clown show continues, and everybody's just like, this is insane. Is this really what we're doing?
Well, the thing with FBIs and the federal background is you don't really need to have, like, a lot of evidence, right? I think hearsay can actually play a role. So if someone goes, I think he's got codes in there and a piece of napkin that he wrote something. Cause you know, during the presidential era, when you're a president, if you write something down on a piece of napkin, that can become classified. Yeah. So the fact that maybe it was stuffed in one of his pants pocket,
I know Trump is like super clap
They're just trying to keep him from running, and they got to do whatever they got to do to stop the bleed. But it's not gonna. I don't think it's gonna work. We'll see.
I don't know.
But if it can happen to him, it can happen to us.
100%.
And that's
100%.
And people don't understand that. A lot of people are like, nah, what are you talking? Yeah, what are you talking? I mean, the IRS, they want to give the AR-15s to IRS, but tell you to give up your AR-15s. So
yeah, while they show up to your house in McLaren's. No, I mean, look. In my opinion, looking at this from outside looking in. I think because I'm not necessarily a Trump fan. I think there's better out there. But from what I see, man, Trump is like super. What's the clap? The official name of the clap? Gonorrhea.
Yeah, sure.
He's like super gonorrhea for them because he just keeps fighting. He sticks around one way or another. He's irritating. He makes them fucking itch. And they all look very unwell. Right.
Yeah.
But they almost don't want him to leave. Because as soon as he's off in his own house, they just bring it all back.
Fuck so much shit up that even if he was elected in 2024, he's not good. Yeah, I mean, he's going to build it back better. He's going to make America great again, but you can't do it in 4 years. So it's really going to be the guy who's after him if he's elected.
Now they're going to have to undo everything that was done in by the way, it's only been like 2 years, maybe.
A little over, man.
Jesus.
It's crazy.
So, yeah. I mean, all they found so far really in the safes were copies of Hunter Biden's sex tapes and the pictures of Eric Swalwell.
He didn't get raided for that, by the way.
And his Chinese spy girlfriend. No, none of them do. But, you know, whatever. It is what it is, but...
Yeah, we'll get there in 2023. Season 4, we'll definitely be touching more on this election.
So, and that's it, man. That's all I got as far as my update. I'm sorry if that was a little too political for some people, but it was big for me, man.
Yeah, I know, but let's keep it comedy.
Yeah.
Fantasy football, as you know, that's my bread and butter every year. I spend countless nights and hours doing homework, writing down my statistics, my probabilities, my projections. And, you know, like I say, in some leagues I play a little more well than I do in others, but that's because I try to stay focused on a better team than on a worse team and trying to bring it up. So like I said, I have a draft tomorrow. By the time this airs, I already have drafted. That's it. That's the first one I got. I got two more to go. I'm excited. It's here. I can't wait every Sunday, Monday, and Thursday to be on my ass and occasionally on the Saturdays. I'm excited.
Just to watch football.
I'm happy. You don't see me smile. I smile once a month.
So yeah.
This is it. And something funny that I, of course, you know, the internet never seems to amaze me. I see a woman's post, some idiot I follow, like, you know, one of those Instagram models. Right? No, I don't really use TikTok. I have it for the Unfollow Vic podcast, but I'm barely on there. So,
right. Sorry.
But so I see one of the, what do they call them? Insta models. You know, people that do nothing but have a following. She posted, someone posts, are you single? And she goes, yeah, I'm single, but unavailable.
Right.
Let me tell you something. One, I don't even know how that even makes sense. And two, for me, it's like, yeah, you're unavailable to the average guy, but you're telling me if a millionaire, billionaire parks his Ferrari right in front of the fucking bullshit cafe you're eating, sits down, that if he asks you on a date or something, you're not going to say no? You're going to say yes. Because their sole purpose is not to work. They cannot do a 9-to-5.
Especially and very specifically,
yes,
Instagram models. We're not talking about like models that have to professionally fucking...
Yeah, they have to watch what they
into
eat.
These, yeah.
They have an agent. You know, they book their own gigs. They're not getting DM'd by football stars and baseball players.
Right.
A-Rod is not in your DM. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, we're talking about the ones that have like their Botox card, the with the the punch that's almost totally punched out. Like
the ones that their father actually said, you know what, go to work. They went to work and the next day said, there's no way I'm fucking stocking shelves or fucking writing money and doing cashier. There's absolutely no way. So shout out for the women that actually are successful and work, or at least doing what you got to do.
Right.
You know, staying home.
It's so easy for other people.
That's got to be a mental illness, dude. Staying home all day, just taking pictures of you, your cat, half-ass naked pictures. Like, yeah, I get it. It's something that's engaging. Like, people are going to be like, oh, yeah, yeah. But after a while, it's like, but what's your worth?
Well.
Like, what are you doing? Like, you have to have a side hustle. Like, I know people that are Instagram models that I met, but they're also working, they're bartending, you know, that's the tradition job. You know, you get a bartend and you get to do waiter, waitress or waiter, and you got to do things that you can keep your schedule flexible.
Right. So I mean, unless they just get paid to go fly out and, you know.
Well, some of them do have sugar daddies, and I get it. Shit. So toodles to you. But remember, that guy will die or find someone new, like guys do. And
yeah,
what's your income? That free internet and that 2-bedroom condo for you and your cat, it will come to an end. You'll end up in the Bronx in a studio right under the noisy bridge and the train that passes every 40 minutes. Train, yeah. And the crackhead screaming, I just want to suck dick and eat potato chips.
Yeah, but then they get an OnlyFans and they still make money. I'm telling you, man, it's a different life, men and women. We're not the same.
No.
We're not the same. I wish.
I mean, I'm jealous sometimes. I think if I was an attractive woman, I'd be a millionaire by now. Yeah. I would have to do crazy shit, you know, unspeakable stuff, but if you're facing that on it and you're making money, then why not?
Yeah, just imagine. It's already maybe a little too easy because they stay home and watch TV all the time, and they start watching this stupid shit like, what is this, like the 90 Day Fiance and stuff like that.
God, yeah, which actually might as well. There's just already bring it too up much now. Time. Yeah, so I'm going through notes, and I happen to fucking see another episode that really I don't know where they're from, TLC or I don't know A&E, you know, whatever the show that whacks out people. So.
Yeah.
Basically, but
explain that wax out, like, because.
Yeah. So I feel like today's world, right? TV, especially, legitimately are putting shows on air to prevent families and making amends. You know, like if these shows don't start issue or teach your kids to like not become more tradition in a way, it's kind of weird. Like, I mean, 90 Day Fiance, for example, people are developing a 3-year relationship and commitment through someone from the other side of the world.
Right.
Like you are actually spending 3 years making sure you get home on computer to talk to this motherfucker or female. And it's like, where is that going? So now they have a show where now they actually make you two meet. And then now you got 90 days to fucking get engaged. Like, are you kidding me? Like, what is that teaching the youth? And
yeah, but my dude, they used to have arranged marriages like on the spot
culture.
Well, that was
yes. I get that point. Yeah, that yeah, that's a little more on the crazy side as well. But that's how life has always been. Life has never been where you talk to someone online for 3 years and then in 90 days you're getting married.
Is that what the minimum they have to be talking to each other and then
it's called 90-day fiance. So basically, they spend 90 days and then they got to figure out if the person.
Oh, but they don't have 3 years.
The end. No, they don't get 3 years or anything. I'm saying, like, before they meet, they had a 3-year online relationship.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah, sometimes they never even see the person.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought the show was just they grabbed two people and were just like, all right, you guys married 2-3
months. No. Yeah, it's not a rage like that. But and then you also have another show. You got My Strange Addiction, where people are fucking cars, eating glass and nails, drinking soap detergent, and then you got like people that are in love and obsessed with balloons that they start an actual relationship with balloons.
I remember that one. It was
and then you wonder, it's like, where did this Tide Pod challenge come from? Where did the milk crate challenge come from? Where did people like eat nails challenge come from? It's all the ideas on these fucking crazy shows.
Yeah, I mean, it started with like what America's Funniest Videos of people fucking getting hurt and shit, and then we got Jackass, and now we have the Tide Pod Challenge, and the Stick a Penny in an Outlet Challenge.
Yes, exactly. And it's just, those things are crazy, and it's like...
They're all rebranding of Kill Yourself Challenge.
Yeah.
Just letting you know. You're following a trend of people that are purposely going out there to try to hurt themselves. Yeah. So,
but I think people need to pull away from these reality shows a little bit.
Yes.
Watch 100%. A movie or something, you know? And then there's a very much popular show called Sister Wives, and then they have another one called Seeking Sister Wives, where, I mean, if Sister Wives wasn't as crazy, you know, they have to make the Seeking Sister Wives. So, you know, you have the guy with multiple wives, and then they had to make a show on how he gets married to one female and how they go seek for another female, and it just continues. So I wanted to get into that.
That's what the show is? It's a show about, like, a...
polygamy.
That's the show of the I never saw the show. You're the one that said that you'd seen a couple of these episodes.
I seen it. I don't know in depth about it. Like, I don't watch it religiously. I just happened to see it on TV a few times. So, like, Sister Wives is basically a document that the lives of three unique, very families who are all in various phases and seeks on dating and finding new sister wives to bring in their lives. And then Sister Wives, the other show.
Sister Wife.
Sister Wives, yeah, is a following day-to-day life of American polygamous family.
Right, okay.
So it's kind of like, family. Yeah. That's. I mean, listen, there's definitely goods and bads to all this, right?
I mean, yeah. It might just be the others. The grass is greener on the other lawn. It might be a case of that, but I don't know.
It's a Mormon thing, but it could also be something else, correct?
It's Mormon, and I don't know of any other religion that follows that. And it's
Yeah, religion. But if someone, you know, can get other people to fall in love with that one person, then you don't have to say, oh, I'm a Mormon. You know, you could just be someone who doesn't believe in anything.
Right, but then the United States doesn't recognize that. That's not something that they would recognize. But yeah, it's outlawed. Like, it's against the law in the United States. It's kind of stupid, though, because I don't honestly think happy. That. Well, yeah, exactly. That would be because then a few men would take all the women, right? Is that true? They're thinking?
Yeah, every woman would want to date an athlete or something.
Then there would be fucking this thing called competition.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, that's a good law. Then, you know, I want to reproduce once or twice.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a lot of goods and a lot of bad, but I can already imagine some of the convo if I would have, like, more than one wife. So, leave me alone. Go talk to one of your whores. Yeah. Come on, baby.
And there's all supposed to be one of my whores. Yeah, you are one of my whores. But it's supposed to be, they're supposed to be a happy family. But I mean, there's, like I said, there's pros and cons to everything. I think something that's good is you have multiple vaginas. I mean, you have what? A minimum of 2 to 3 vaginas at a house. It's like almost like tasting wine. You know, some days you want red and some days you're going to want white. And occasionally, if it's hot out, you're going to have some rosé.
Yeah, some rosé, maybe a nice dessert wine. You know, you keep a nice three or four if you really like you got to.
Yeah, like how many sister wives are too much?
I don't. Well, that's with every one. You got to figure it. Okay, so. In math, 1 + 1 = 2, +1 = 3, +4 = 5, and we keep going up. But in wives, I feel like 1 + 1 = 4.
Yeah.
And then it goes up. Like 1 + 1 = 2, +1 = 4, +1 = 8. Like, so if you have 4, it's kind of like having 8 people. Jeez. Just imagine that talking. Just constantly.
Oh, yeah. Well- Yeah, that's definitely a con. Because the average woman utters 20,000 words a day, right? I Googled this. Oh, I thought it was actually 15, it's 20. And let's say you have 4 wives. That could be mentally exhausting. I mean, who knows how you're gonna engage, like you have to actually have noise cancellation. Ears.
Oh, the headphones.
Not even not headphones. You need to know how to do this without headphones.
I think men do.
And then occasionally you just need to like turn around and go, and keep watching your TV or whatever it is. But imagine 4 wives, 20,000 words minimum. That's the average woman. One of them is always whacked. So one of them is probably doing double that.
At least.
Yeah.
One of them is doing at least that. And the text messages?
Oh my God.
Change your ringtone. Imagine now. That.
Yeah, you might as well just do a group text message and keep everyone in the loop.
Yeah. No, can't. No, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't. The only reason that I'm like, I don't think this would be possible. You were telling me about the show that the guy actually made separate houses for each one of his wives.
Yeah, that's the Sister Wives show. I believe eventually, I think they all did live together at one point, but eventually he bought a big enough piece of property where it's like four houses, but they all have like, I think it's just four separate bedrooms in different big areas, but they have a common dinner room, living room, and stuff like that. But they all have their own personal space. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
that's not bad. He's got one grating the cheese, the other one's doing over there. He's got his own little fucking. All right, so we could throw this under the pros. Dinner better be fucking amazing.
Dinner should be. If they can
decide
amazing.
What to make. Yeah. I mean, I know I'm still probably going to end up deciding, but.
Yeah, but you know, you got someone that knows.
They're all going to like each other.
If one.
What are you having?
Yeah. If one is better at cooking meats and tacos and versus the other one's more of the griller, and then you have the baker, that would be great. It's like a 4 or 5 course meal every day.
Yeah, then you had to listen to all 3, 4 of their stories about what happened that day. Oh my God.
Oh. I didn't say that to David Taylor. All right, Diane. All right, so this is what happened to me today at Stop and Shop. I mean, and then it's funny because all 3 of them are gonna contribute to that. But and then you gotta listen to Alyssa's story. Oh, so I was at the gym today and this happened and the guy didn't sweep off the thing with the sterilization wipes. And
I'm not going to lie to you. Starting this conversation about this, I'm like, okay, it's going to be like, what would you rather, you know, something light or something light? Would you rather go to the beach or go into the forest or whatever? But this is like huge fucking things that will vary. Cause I don't think I'd be able to take that much talking. Like,
no,
not because I don't think I could. It's not possible. It's having, let's call it worst case scenario, that your wives are your best friends. I couldn't have 4 best friends. I can't listen to that many people talk. That's why guys do things like golf and hunt. It's things that you shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Over time. Yeah. When you hunt, you don't say a word.
You don't say shit.
You don't talk. Imagine bringing one of those broads fucking hunting with you.
Oh my God.
And then, I mean, here's another a pro that I got. If one says no, maybe the other might say yes. So, and I think out of the 4 wives, you need one that's a little thicker and bigger, you know, basically fatter than the other ones, because she's more likely to say yes, right?
The rainy Tuesday night. Yeah.
Yes, because if, you know, you want something and the other one and the other two are like, no, get away from me. And be like, all right, well, I'm going to Britney's. And I'll see you later.
Go to one of your whores. You are one of my whores.
Yes, once again, you guys are all sisters. Your wives. Is it like incest in a way? No.
Nah.
I mean, not blood related and stuff like that, but.
No, but bro, imagine that entourage. First of all, I'll keep one pregnant on rotation.
Yeah,
I know that sounds super fucking like, what was that show called? Handmaid's Tale. But I definitely keep one pregnant. Just, I got a fetish. What do you need to do? So does every kid, every year a kid or two was born. And at the end of,
defeat science.
10 years.
Yeah. In a blink of an eye, do you know 50 kids? No, now it's 51 kids are born.
Right. Exactly. We go out and own a farm.
And
that's the only way.
Yeah. And could they get divorced or no?
I don't think so. If they could,
that would be a con. I mean, child support. Like, imagine you have 2 kids with each of them and there's 4 wives. That's 8 kids.
Right.
And if one, you know how women are. If one gets divorced, the other one starts thinking about it. You know, it could be a fucking daisy chain.
I think that's why they're more like on the side of not having divorce. First of all, if you were never married, you can't legally divorce. So
true. But child support is child support, whether you're married or not.
Right. So, or should you be responsible for your kids? Yeah, but I don't think, I don't know. I think if you're going to go into this, you guys all better be understanding that this is going to end married, like where there is no such thing as divorce.
Yeah, it shouldn't be an option.
But that's why this whole thing is just why men are down for having this, and not a lot of women are.
I think men think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
But I think in the long run, it's really not.
I don't know. I have a feeling monogamy is a woman's idea. I think that's where it started from. I think some woman put it into some guy's ear and was just like, hey, that guy over there has way too many wives. He took all of your, all of your possible wives. You should do something about that. God damn it, I want a wife. And I'm making a rule, just one per one. Fuck you.
I see it.
I could see it. I could see it having been, Eve whispering in Adam's ear,
Or the sloth.
Like, hey.
The sloth that whispers in the woman's ear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't know. It's either that or because there's how many cars would you have to own? Now you got to think of that.
You just buy a school bus at that point. No,
a school bus.
Yeah,
I guess.
Or two minivans.
I think I'm going to go with the school bus because I know at least then the rim will clear the fucking the sidewalk.
Yeah.
So I don't have to get new rims every other year.
Huge. You just need the one. Huh? You make it seem like every wife has to be 400 plus pounds.
No. I just, how they drive.
And all the kids.
Like, when you parallel park and it's, especially if you got low rims, you're fucked.
Another pro, you got food and babysitting like we discussed. You're not going to starve. And I think if you want to go on a date with number two and three, like date night, number one and four should help around with the other kids, right?
100%. Yeah. Keep them on rotation. Hey, Tuesday and Thursday, Monday.
How do you share? Like, you have to have a rotation. You can't just go by feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah,
100%.
Like, I know when I go out, it's typically when I'm off.
Mm-hmm.
And
so when you're off, then what? Like,
yeah, it's just a code to go out. But if now you're having three, four wives, let's say this wife, I don't even know if they work. I'm assuming they do some type of work. And you know how people are nowadays, they just work from home. But I mean,
I don't care if they got OnlyFans accounts, it's as long as,
yeah, as long as some type of income is coming.
They can make videos together. This is my sister wife.
Yeah. Oh my God.
No, man.
They were fucking, it'd be the next big thing.
Yeah. Finally start replacing some of this stepmom shit.
Yeah. Sister wives now, bitch.
No, I don't think they would get along that well to be able to make videos together. I mean, that'd be a godsend.
I'm sure they all hate each other secretly.
100%. Like, keeping them in a one bedroom, I feel like would be like just stuffing a bag full of cats and then throwing it in a tub. Just no one wins. It's going to be a mess.
Well, then to me, that's a pro because I feel when women are in competition, like as long as a woman feels like they're in competition between another female, they're going to be fighting for you.
100%.
Because they want to be the alpha. They think they're going to change a man. You never get to change a man. Rule number one. And they want to be that prize. They want to win. So as long as you keep them in all competition, you got to have them forever.
So I guess just let them all feel like, and
let them all feel like winners, but let them know that no one's won the first place yet.
There's no top bitch. You're all side hoes. Yeah. That's the only way it'll work.
In the words of Ric Flair, none of you can be one, but you can all be next.
Yeah, nice. I like that one.
Oh, you never heard that?
Genius.
He is a genius.
He is a fucking genius.
And then
you'd always know when they're talking shit or like what somebody else said, because the gossip's going around.
Yeah.
No one's keeping their mouth shut in that circle.
Oh no.
Like, oh, did you hear what Tiffany said? Yeah.
Tiffany said something about you. He said your penis was small. she's really putting that out there now.
Oh man, fuck. How long is it going to take to get you out of the house? Like to get out of the house to get somewhere? I know with one.
Yeah, imagine you have like a wedding. I mean, let alone a wedding or a family party or a barbecue. I mean, let alone it takes the average, like if you're supposed to leave at 7, the average girl starts getting ready at 7.
Yeah.
I think it's a military time with us. Like I always tend to be on time, I don't even want to be a minute late. I'm there 10 minutes early.
Right.
Yeah.
When I show up to the strip club, it's the light out.
Yeah. Only Jack goes to the strip club when the lights are.
Yeah. It's when you get there and the food's fresh.
Yeah. I've never eaten at a fucking strip club before, you nasty fuck. I know you have.
Sushi's amazing.
Is it? Oh, my God. That's disgusting. You've been to a strip club for the buffet?
Not for the buffet, but it ended up being a part of the experience, yeah.
So you've gone early, then?
I've gone early.
Yeah, that's crazy. One, I'm not a fan of strip clubs. That's a true story. Don't think I'm saying it just to say it. I really don't like them. And I've never seen food at a strip club.
I don't mind it.
That's got to be crazy. Not bad. Yeah. I guess it's more like a lunch thing. You go during your lunch break, but Jesus. Who's going during their lunch break? You know?
I also don't think that. Well, you go, you know, happy hour.
Yeah, I guess.
It's right after work. You don't even got to go home and get changed. You just fucking pop in. Hey.
Yeah, but what about like, and that's another thing. Speaking of work, like having multiple wives and kids, you got to own a business. More money, more problems, man.
They become the business.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm sure. 100%. The reason why they got the show is because they were having financial issues. So I'm assuming whatever TLC, A&E, whoever produced this show was definitely helping them out a lot. I would assume.
What, so much because that they had to turn
have
it up
four
a notch?
Wives and like, I don't know how many kids they had. I know each wife, I think, had a kid. Some might've had three, some had one, some had two. But you're looking at eight kids minimum, let's just say, four wives.
Yeah.
The water, the electric, the lights,
Sam's Club.
The car. Sam's Club's not. You got to go shop where fucking stadiums shop at that point. Yeah.
Restaurant depots. You got to fucking buy some. Oh, my God. No, I think with that many kids, I mean, you can only.
You got to send them to the army.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of government programs that
will but take they care put of themselves all of those into problems. That fucking position. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I feel like then when they get older, you know, they're not all going to try to be rappers. You know, some of them are going to try to do something. And
everyone's
you're bound to find one that makes money. And the one that makes money fucking covers everybody else.
That's crazy because, you know, even us as kids, everyone wants to start off where we don't have to work and somehow make money.
Right.
But then it ends up life kicks you in the ass and goes, what are you talking about? You got to work. You know, and you and I have been both working for what, over fucking 18 years now? Mm-hmm. And then some people, they're like, no, I'm sticking to my guns.
Yeah. So,
you end up in the street or being that negative percent that actually makes it, which is very rare. Very rare.
I'll take heroin in the gutter, please.
Yes. Heroin in gutter for number 500, please, sir. What about if you get a disease? I mean, instead of going to the doctor and you get banked that $20, $30 copayment, would you just fuck one of the other wives? And if she has it, then basically you have it?
100%. Mm. 100%.
But if she doesn't get it,
then you know.
Then you know that the other wife was doing something shady.
And then you'll find out because they're going to talk.
They get a talk. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's right. You should like secretly be in the group chat. Yeah. Like pretend never to answer, but stare at everything.
No, that group chat wouldn't last. You talk about that group chat. Like you could say, okay, we're going to be on this group chat, but I guarantee you one of them is going to make a separate.
It wouldn't last.
So now you have all four or three wives plus the group chat. And now all of a sudden there's an extra fucking dimension to this whole goddamn relationship where everyone thinks I'm telling secrets, but you're all on the same phone. Yeah.
The combination doesn't end. Like, no. Number one is talking to 2, 3, and 4 separately. Number two is talking to 1, 3, and 4 separately. Then you're all in a group chat. That's really just for holidays and birthdays and reminders. Imagine the fucking anniversary. Oh, my God.
Fuck that.
You got Tiffany a pair of earrings, and I'm just getting shoes. What's up with that? She's my first wife. I have 3 kids. Yeah, but I'm still your wife. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, my Lord. Soundproofing is a must in that fucking house.
I can't imagine.
I don't know how they do it. Yeah.
I don't know. Go talk to one of your whores.
Yeah.
Well,
talking to you.
Technically, I am, but I don't know. So, where do you land on it? Are you for or are you yay or nay?
Me personally, I probably wouldn't do it. I don't know. I wouldn't want to share or be shared.
The obligatory.
I mean, I get it. Yeah, you get four, you get three extra birthday gifts. You get, you know, you get an option in the pussy department. You know, am I going to shave, not shave, trimmed, you know. But at the end of the day, nah. I'm not, for me personally, I wouldn't do it, but I'm not hating on people that do it. I would actually love to, like, live in their house for a month and actually see for myself what the fuck goes on if we hit on every one of these fucking notes. Because I can guarantee you that guy's definitely going to lose his hearing in about 15 years after marriage. I'm sure he's contemplated suicide every other month.
I don't know. But the hearing thing would be funny. He wakes up one day and his hearing's gone. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, no.
The Lord actually answered.
The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Thank you.
Oh, man. And
that's great. I got this COVID cough.
Oh, shit. You got the whooping cough, they call it?
Nah, I'm kidding. It's monkeypox.
Yeah, we got to make a prediction on monkeypox. I'm going to go with probably by March or April of 2023.
It's the next big thing.
Yes,
you think?
Because they got to get it before the midterms and all that other stuff. They have. They got it. They got to get it ready. You don't think so?
I don't think it's possible. No.
Anything is possible.
I think you got to force a whole lot of people to butt fuck each other in order for this to be serious.
Hey.
And I just don't think there's that many people on that. That big?
It's big. I mean, it's not huge, but it's
men who have sex with men community.
It's pretty big. I mean, right. when they go out and party, drugs and orgies are like just their Tuesday night. So
yeah, but it's like a self-correcting problem. Well, they're you're really right. So it's just themselves.
Going in a loop with 100,000 people. You're right. Yeah, I don't know.
No one's going around going butt sex now.
Yeah. What's your take on it? Are you for or against the polygamy?
Man, it'd be one hell of... I would try it.
I think you would.
I would give it a shot just to see.
I don't think because you care, you know what, if it you're going to go broke. I don't give a just want to fuck. And
I just... I've seen too many pornos. And I just need to live that scene just once. Because we all know what scene we're talking about. That, you know, where they're all in the bedroom. You're Hugh Hefner style. You ain't got to do shit. You just, you know, loving life. But you know, it's probably, you're never going to, I doubt that if we ever have somebody on this show that has lived this life, they could say that they had that happen. I don't know.
Four, or whatever, or three. Whatever. Yeah. See, that would, if I was in that world, that would be my goal. Like if they did not have sex with me all at the same time, my goal would to get them in the beds together. And I'm pretty sure I could fucking manipulate that. Yeah, I would. Trust me.
Yeah.
I would get one and two liking each other, get three and four to like each other, have them go against each other, get some alcohol, and then just fucking, I don't know. I'd figure it out. I'd get it done, though. I'm not saying it's going to be the next day. I'm not going to say it's going to be in the 2024 Thanksgiving weekend. But before I die and they die, I'm sure all four of them will be on the bed.
But yeah, before I die, I think that would be a nice memory to have, you know, just something to really go out like a champ, you know, but we'll see.
How do you think it would work in the reverse role where a woman has four or five husbands? I mean, I think it would work better for the woman, but there would be more fights amongst the men.
Mm-mm.
Because we don't talk. I think we would all become best friends. That four and one on the bed would be the next day.
It would be. Well, it
depends if you're into that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a devil's five way or three way.
I don't know.
We'd all watch football.
Yeah. You see, I don't really.
Family time would be good.
Family time would be all right. Yeah. All right. I could see it.
She would still want more attention. I'd rather not. You know that, right?
The what?
She would still want more attention in the house.
There wouldn't. Yeah. There's no enough of that.
There's not. You can have four guys on your birthday. In between those 2 hours.
Yeah.
And the attention wasn't that much. You guys could have gave me more.
Terry hung out with me all week.
All week last week. and actually gave me another gift under the bed. You guys all chipped in $50. And Terry gave me another $20 card to Starbucks. So Terry's winning right now, Victor. You got that? Look at me, Jamal. Yeah. Look up.
Never mind.
You got Jamal. That? What about you, Bruce? You feeling it?
I couldn't do that. No, never mind. No.
Oh, man. All right.
Nope.
Are we good?
Got to hear Jack's about news? How I got the smallest dick in the group.
Yeah, like, all right. Like, oh, imagine being that guy. Like, shit.
Like, yo, 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 just to let you know, man, yo, you ain't what we are.
Yeah. You got to sit at the little kid's table.
Yeah, but I make up for it because I eat her pussy out and you guys don't.
Yeah. I have a great personality.
Yeah, and I have a great personality. And I bought her another gift for her birthday. Remember that? I don't know, man. I don't know how that would work. See, it's weird because, you know, like some people are grossed out. Like I'm not grossed out about anything in the gay community. I'm really not. But, you know, some people are like, oh, well, I can see two girls kiss. I can't see two guys kiss. But for this, I can see a guy having four wives. I can't see one wife having four husbands. It just seems weird.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I couldn't see it.
Yeah. But how big of a hole would she have? Because, you know, there's some guys that want to fuck 3-4 times a week.
I'm telling you, Tiny Terry is not going to be having a good time in a couple of years after this whole thing.
The guy that actually listens to her and buys her the gift 2 days before the birthday is not going to be great in the sex world with her.
Yeah. You turn into the house pet. They just get your balls clipped.
Yeah. don't worry.
That's how it's going to have to go.
Yeah. Keith is doing laundry and getting everything together for everyone. Yeah. All right. Good. Great. And then you have the one guy that just doesn't do nothing.
No, nothing. But he's hung like a horse. He's
hung like a horse. Yeah, exactly. 14 inches. Soft. Oh, the world.
We're all equal, huh? Huh, yeah. Jamal?
Yeah. That would be great, though. A great group chat. Hey, what are we doing for her birthday this week? I don't know, man. Go out to eat or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm fucking her first. And then you got the one weird guy that's like, all right, if we're all fucking her, I just want to go second to last, you know? I don't want to be first, but I don't want to be last. I want to be right on board. Straws. And then they make Keith with the small dick go first. Like, all right, let him live a little, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we pretty much covered this. We're ready for Jack's news?
Yeah, man.
We got a lot to talk about. Let's go. Jack, what do we got?
All right. So we have some wannabe pedos that want that. Come on. That's what they are. They have their own flag now. They are seeking recognition they basically want people to say, thank you very much for not touching our kids. And no one's really doing that. So now they got to make up a whole new group for themselves so that they can be better taken care of, because it is a mental illness, but it's not one that they've acted upon. So they believe they deserve to be separated from the ones that have, did the crime. I got to tell you, to find this information, first of all, I fucking hate you, because I had to go on so many of these gay websites, and I don't have a problem with it, but like, no.
Hey, if you're going to do homework, you got to do homework, right?
It is what it is. So from gaystarnews.com, we found the MAP flag, or the minor attracted person. Notice the
AKA pedophiles.
The word switch. You know, we're not pedos. We're minor attracted person. You're barely allowed to breathe.
Yes.
Right now. So how about we don't go trying to make you special?
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking people. So they want to be recognized and they want to, you know, thanks for not acting on their impulses and their desires. They want them to be I personally want them to be as visible as fucking possible. get them shirts, let them wear their fucking flag, let them give them reflective gear, give them the army belts and the fuck. I want everyone to know exactly where all of them are. Oh, so I think this is great. They want to be right. Good. Go for it.
Yeah. They'll get a month. They'll get a day.
Yeah.
Maps personally. Then,
we're being targeted. You they'll put get a the parade. Target on your own back.
They'll get a parade in the blue states.
You know what I mean?
Just keep it out of fucking football months. Do it. If you're going to do it March to fucking like late August.
Well, I mean, the thing is, they're not even really welcome at the pride parades. And this I got to give to the gay community. They are in no way involved.
Oh, no. Yeah. And that's another thing. I have a lot of friends in the gay community and they do not pay attention to this bullshit. They don't even know where it's coming from. They use like the LGBTQ to like get them like involved. Yeah. They're not part of that, by the way. This is a separate mental illness little minority group in this world.
And I honestly don't know who to blame for the fact that I had to get this off of gaystarnews.com. That wasn't intentional. You guys got to understand, I don't like work. So I like to pull the information right from the top. If the first link is Gaystar News, that's not on me.
Yeah. And that doesn't mean it's not going to change in the future, too.
Yeah.
But from what I know now, the gay community are not condemning this at all.
They're not condoning it. They're not about it. But I feel like there should be more of people from that community saying, "Hey,
step up.
Stop putting this with us."
Yeah, because this is not us.
Yeah,
everyone hates pedophiles.
And you found a video, right, of somebody that was given.
I found several. Yeah, I got four clips to play. I got the intro, who the lady is, right? I'll go ahead and play. She says she's actually some. I don't know if she's a doctor or whatever. I'll just play. She gives her own. Clip one.
Miranda, I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a licensed professional counselor and sex therapist in Erie, Pennsylvania. And today I want to talk about minor attracted persons. And I want to talk about minor attracted persons because they are probably the most vilified population of folks in our culture. And most folks are making incorrect assumptions about them without actually knowing much about them. And those assumptions create harm for an already marginalized population.
All right. So just to begin, I take it back. I thought she was like an actual, like, she just got her certification in counseling and whatever the fuck else she does, where you can just go online, pay $50 and get that same certification.
Yeah. Like I can give the rights out of
So she's not a professional psychologist, not a doctorate. No. She has no, this is just her opinion basically.
Right. On sex, because she has done so much experience. She's had so much experience doing research on adults that want to touch kids.
She's a big woman, white, with shorter hair than Jack, and it's pink. I don't take any fucking one serious that looks like that. No offense.
That screams mental illness, but whatever.
Hey, let me play the second one where she actually explains the new abbreviation.
Oh, actually, wait. Before you do, did you see how she was like, you know, people in that community, they're not a community.
Yeah, they're not.
Is there a mental health? I'm
gonna hang myself.
Mentally ill people community, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think so. They're just mentally ill. I don't think that. And what the fuck are you talking about? They're the most marginalized, or they're the most at risk. Yeah. If I went around my neighborhood saying, "Man, you know, I really like touching little kids. I really wish I could. I deserve to get my ass beat."
Yes.
What the fuck are you talking about? All right, anyway.
And what kind of community? Yeah, whatever. Anyways, let's explain the new abbreviation.
You may have noticed that I'm using the term minor attracted persons, sometimes abbreviated to MAPS, instead of the more commonly used term pedophile.
Yeah, no, I'm going to stick to the pedophile term.
Yes, please.
Anything that makes them feel discomfort is what we should be doing. Because that's how you get to fix it, hopefully.
Right.
Or at least change like someone. Changing. Like, imagine someone young going to school and they're like, well, you can't call me a pedophile no more. You got to call me a MAP. That's not degrading. You want to degrade these motherfuckers.
Personally, yes. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I don't know. Is the person that walks around saying, man, I really wish I can kill people. You going to call him a murderer? Yeah, I am. That because guess what? That's what the fuck he's going to be.
And, pretty much.
You know what I mean? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. And this is not something where you're just screaming for attention. So you want to be a pedophile. You want to scream for attention. You could do other things. Yeah.
But this is they want recognition.
They want recognition. They want to normalize it. And it's
right.
It cannot be normalized. It really cannot. If this gets normalized, obviously it's going to happen in blue states, but I'm seriously thinking about
three or four of them.
Why am I not in Texas right now? Yeah. I mean, I know Texas is not as great because their cities are just as worse as New York and Chicago, but their suburbs are just as great.
Don't they still have the electric chair? I'm pretty sure they still, you know, if there's a kid toucher, they zap them right away.
We do. Yeah, no, Texas, they still have the death penalties. We covered that. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Maybe in Texas, if you're a kid toucher, you get zapped real quick.
Yeah, probably.
And there's a lot less of that, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And they used to make it known, right? You either had a sign or you had to let your neighbors know, or your neighbors, if they could, they said, you know, pedophiles in this zip code or this town, it'll tell you where they live.
Yeah.
All that's going to be taken away.
I'm sure. Well,
you got to protect the children, man.
That's going to be taken away.
I don't know. I mean, if they're starting off with this, trying to make it normalized and make it like an everyday, like just a community, I'm pretty sure the community is going to want rights, no?
If they want recognition, then they can have recognition, and they also should have to put a sign up on their door that looks very similar to the one that the actual pedophiles have to put on their, but it's got to be there.
And look at the flag.
Theirs doesn't say, I'm a pedophile. Theirs says, I wish to be a pedophile. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same fucking note. No, you're going to have the same distance from people because you don't belong in society.
What is this bullshit, I wish? You know, like, if you're obviously attracted to minors, there's no, I wish, there's no, well, I don't really look at things online.
There is an attraction, yeah.
Yeah. You definitely, you're a pedophile. Let's go to the third one. I put a note why they changed it. So this should cover why they changed the abbreviation.
And I'm doing this because the term pedophile has moved from being a diagnostic label to being a judgmental, hurtful insult that we hurl at people in order to harm them or slander them.
Hmm.
As we should.
You know what other words there are that fall under that same category?
Oh boy.
Idiot. Moron.
Yeah, I know.
Stupid
really drives people crazy for some reason.
But those all started off as technical terms. But the point of them was to say this person is not intelligent. Didn't matter which fucking word you use.
Yeah.
So now you want to call it a MAP, you want to call it a pedophile. It still means wants to touch kids.
Yes. You're right.
This is why I don't understand. Even if you're playing this little card game, you know, the three card Monty where fucking, you know, moving the ball, change, you know, follow the ball, move the ball, you know, is it under here? It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
It shouldn't be there.
No, you're right.
You know, and now they have their own flag. Good. I hope they tattoo it to their forehead.
Yeah. And like, it's crazy. Like if you look at this flag, right, to a little kid. All right. I'm looking at it. All right. I'll describe it because I can't get it up on here. I'm not a professional video guy yet.
It's pastel colors.
It's exactly. You took the words out of my mouth. It's pastel colors. They're very comfort soothing Easter bunny type feel. It starts off with like a dark blue, a light blue, a yellow, white, and then it goes back to yellow. Now it's like a pastel pink to a darker pink. Like you would see this and you'd be like, oh wow, that's actually nice. Let me hang it in my house for Easter or make it a wallpaper. Jesus.
For my kids' room.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No.
That's it. If I have kids, they're just going to love the color black and white and gray. That's it. I'm actually going to go back to like fucking black and white TV.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't want them to see anything.
That's funny. Yeah.
Let me just play the last clip here. It's a little longer, yeah, but this kind of summarizes and explains the whole background.
So to start with, let's talk about what a minor attracted person is or who they are.
Great.
This Idiots. Term simply means that the person has an enduring sexual or romantic attraction to minors. They've not chosen this attraction.
Yes,
just
you did.
As the rest of us have not chosen whatever our attraction is. You don't get to choose to be heterosexual or to be gay or whatever you are. And you don't get to choose to be a minor attracted person. Some minor attracted persons are attracted to a specific age range of minors, while some are not. And some minor attracted persons are exclusively attracted to minors and are not attracted to adults at all. Some minor attracted persons are also attracted to adults.
I get it. People can be born gay, right? We can agree on that.
I think
people that are straight can turn gay. But I still think there's right from wrong.
Yeah.
Right? I still think if I'm going 100%. To a bar and I'm single, I'm going to look at someone who's of age.
Yeah.
I'm not going to train myself to be like, well, no, I want that 6-year-old.
Right. Your dating That's option crazy. Should be straight bar, gay bar, not straight bar, gay bar, playground.
Yeah. Yeah. What am I doing Friday night? Am I going to the gay bar, the straight bar? Or no, you know what? I'm going to go to that school playground.
This is totally normal.
Yeah, I'm going to pull a six-pack out. Yeah. That's why there's rules at playgrounds, why you don't drink. Why you don't smoke, because they don't want older adults besides the parents at a playground.
You don't beat your
with
meat.
Their kids.
Yeah.
Pulling your dick out at a playground is different than pulling your dick out at a bar.
At a bar. At a bar, you might get it.
Yeah. You might get it sucked. You might not. But at a playground, that's 100% wrong.
You should get literally beheaded on the spot if that's... Yeah, exactly. That should be, you know, once in those countries they cut your arm off for stealing, do something like that, you get your dick cut off.
Yeah. All right. Well, wow. We are already on 58 minutes and we still have one more news topic and my fucking fantasy football. You want to breeze through this, Alec Baldwin?
All right.
I just want to let you know, Alec, I hate this fucking guy. I think he's a piece of shit. Even before all this shit. He's just a fucking asshole.
And everyone hates him. And and this is so fitting that he might be going to jail.
You got the balls to make fun of Trump. And look what you did. You actually killed someone.
Exactly. So before I actually jump into this, I give a little bit of background. On the set of Rust, October 21st, two accidental gun. They call it a prop gun. By the way, I'm going to stop referring to it as prop gun. If it looks like a gun and it shoots like a gun, it's a fucking gun. It's not a prop gun.
You treat it the same way.
You could try pretending that it's not a real gun, motherfucking fired. It fired a projectile. It's a gun. A stunt double accidentally fired two rounds on Saturday after told that the gun was cold. So amazing. The cinematographer, Halina Hutchins, was shot through the chest after Baldwin was filming this fucking shootout crossfire scene, and gun went off, and he claimed that the gun that he never pulled the trigger.
Yeah, it just went off on his own.
That the gun just fucking went off. Okay. So far what we have, Alec Baldwin shot someone, killed her, said he never pulled the trigger. Okay. 2023, this new Federal Bureau of Investigations budget. I know this is kind of a tangent story,
Know. Before we get, I just wanted to touch on one. Yeah, there's no such thing as prop gun, right? If it fires a projectile, it's a gun.
It's a gun.
Two, I don't think you should really go to the guy who just smoked weed and did shrooms and he tells you it's cold, that you're not going to do your rounds and your checks. I just wanted to get that out.
Right. So anybody who's been around a firearm long enough can tell you this.
If you cleared the firearm 500 times in 1 minute and put it down and turn your head to the right and go back down and you go to grab it, clear it again. That's how you do. That's how you treat a firearm. Right. You treat it as 100%. If it's live.
Absolutely.
All right. Now get into your FBI thing.
So now we have our own, and you know, in America, we have the FBI, and they investigate these types of things. They put in a request for $10.7 billion on their next, the next time they're up for their fucking, for their money.
Mm-hmm, the contract.
For their next contract. It includes 37,000 positions, including almost 14,000 special agents, almost 4,000 specialists in intelligence analysis, and just another 20,000 in professional staff, millions and billions of dollars. And from what they were able to pull from this investigation was that Alec Baldwin pulled the trigger. 100%.
I could have told you that.
That's, I would have accepted gladly half of this fucking money.
And just I could give me 100 grand. I'll come in there and testify. All right. Because the tool only works one way. Yeah.
Oh my God.
A hammer is not going to nail a nail unless you lift it and put force with it. And a gun is not going to go off unless you pull the trigger.
$10.7 billion, and they almost want you to say thank you.
Yes.
For their 9 months of investigation to find out that this gun indeed had the trigger pulled.
Yeah.
And he did shoot.
You would have gave me $100, $100,000. You would have saved 99.98% of that budget right there.
A 5-year-old would have said that. A 5-year-old. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Who did it, Timmy?
That's
who
because you're nervous. You did something stupid. You probably know as a professional actor to always test your shit out. And you fucked up. You fucked up.
I can't.
And he's free, right?
You know they spend $20 million to combat crime and corruption? They literally spend $20 million. They get $20 million.
They don't get it right.
So that they can police themselves to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Someone's got to fix this, man. And they have video the whole time. Wasn't she shot? Like, weren't they filming him shoot her?
Yeah,
there had to be at least 4 cameras on this fucking thing.
Yeah, I know. The audio must be amazing.
Yeah.
Like, they should go to the bloopers in the beginning where he's like, all right, yeah. I'm going to pull this up, pull the trigger, and then I'm going to, you know.
The end of that last scene just action. Looks like the James Bond fucking movies with the intro where the guy shoots the fucking.
You think they don't want to release the video because for like maybe just theoretically, hypothetically, when he shot her, he probably went, huh, she's a good actor. Turns out it was actually really dumbass.
Yeah. He willed the bullet to be in real life. Like I can't. And this is Hollywood.
Yes, sir.
Fucking $10 billion. I love it.
All right.
I love it.
We're going over our budget here with time.
All right.
Let me get into Vic's fantasy football. Boom. All right. So this week's fantasy football notes and insides, I'll be covering the running back position. I'm going to go through them briefly because I just feel like everyone should know the running backs. The running backs are the core. They're the foundation. They're a must-have. So I'll read through the top 10 real quick. I'll give you my inputs, and then I'll go through 11 and 15. So running back number one for this season, Jonathan Taylor. I mean, he was the running back one last year. Explosive for your team overall. Just a beast of a guy. He played all 17 weeks, had 10 top 10 performances, 7 of them being top 5. He had 332 attempts, 1,811 yards, plus 18 rushing touchdowns. What's new? Keep in mind, they did get Matt Ryan, who I believe is a better quarterback than Carson Wentz. So you're not going to lose anything from Jonathan Taylor. If anything, in a full PPR, you're going to get more for what you bang. He might get the throw. He might get, you know, that point per reception. And by the way, just keep in mind, as I read these top 10 running backs all the way down to top 15, 20, whatever I do, just keep in mind, I'm basing them off a full PPR, meaning full points per reception. I'm not giving you running backs for a half PPR because that could alternate a little bit, one or two, three spots. Full PPR. Running back number two, Christian McCaffrey, CMC. Carolina Panthers. He was the running back 39 last year, but that's due to injury. But top five, he had four top five games, and he only played seven. So this shows you when he's on the field, he means business. And listen, if you never drafted him before, you might pick him up this year. If you did draft him, you don't want to get butthurt. He is injury prone. He is a running back too, though. If he stays out of injury, it's a high risk, high reward. He's going to absolutely spank it, probably end up as running back one if he plays the whole season.
Oh, so, that good, huh?
Yeah, he is amazing. It's just his injury, so we'll see. Running back number three, I got Austin Eckler. I had him last year. Loved the guy. He finished as the running back number two. He had nine top 10 performances and six top five performances. He played 16 games. He had 206 attempts with 911 yards, and he rushed 12 touchdowns. But you're thinking, nah, that's not really that great. But he was also targeted a lot during the passing game. He was targeted 94 times, had 70 receptions, ran for 647 yards, and had eight touchdowns. So 20 total. And when he's on the field, he's on the field 65% of the time. So the volume's there. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a red zone magnet. He's going to get the work, and he's going to play. Running back number four, Derrick Henry, finished as running back 16. Like I said, he had injuries. He came back from injuries. He did play the last few games. He played eight games, had six top 12 performances, four being in the top five. He is a fucking machine. He is a beast. He is a bust. A bus, meaning a bus. Huge guy. If he gets the ball and takes five steps, you're not stopping him. He's just going to mow right over you. That's he how big of a motherfucker this guy is. Yes. So just if he stays healthy, he's a top four running back for sure. I don't think he's a scared risk this year. I think you could draft him and know that he's going to be fine. I don't think he's going to re-aggravate the injury. Running back five, Dalvin Cook from the Vikings. He's their main back. He's the most talented back on the team. So he's going to have a workload. Madison is not going to be... The guy, Madison, is going to be his relief. Whenever he needs to catch a breather or take a break, he'll be in there. He also catches, which is good for your PPR. Wide receiver six, Alvin Kamara. I'm checking news every day. I'll update you before the season. It looks like anything, allegations he's facing is going to be for next season. So you should be safe drafting him this season. He should not be missing a game. He's a talented running back. Not too many weapons on the Saints. So he's going to be utilized. But they also have a little bit backup plans. Running back number seven, Najee Harris from the Pittsburgh Steelers. He had a great rookie year. It's a new year, new him. Moving forward, I believe he'll get the bulk of the work. I think he's a great running back one if you get to pick him up. He's a comfort player. He's going to play the games. He's going to be reliable. He's not showing any signs of injury or anything. It's just they have a new quarterback. We don't know how he's going to be utilized, but he's a set and forget. Number eight, Joe Mixon from the Bengals. Number nine, DeAndre Swift, which is a PPR machine. I mean, he's not obviously the people that I mentioned, but he's going to get the throws. He's going to get receptions. He's going to get pass. He's going to get a workload. If you're doing half PPR, he wouldn't be the running back nine. He'd be more 11 and 12. One of my guys, my favorite guys that I'm looking forward is going to be Aaron Jones. I have him as running back 10. He's from the Packers. He's going to have a great year. I know he's getting a little bit older, but Aaron Rodgers don't have his core no more. Aaron Rodgers goes based on trust, and I know he trusts Aaron Jones. So Aaron Jones is going to see more passing. He's going to be a PPR machine. He's going to finish top 10 this year, and we're going to see what he does. But note that A.J. Dillon is going to be there to help too. So A.J. Dillon might take away a little bit, but I think Aaron Jones is going to give more than what he gave last year. And I'm going to briefly go through the running backs 11 through 20. I got Leonard Fournette at the 11th spot. 12 is going to be Ezekiel Elliott. Running back twos, James Conner. He's a value. He's a beast. He's a red zone magnet. He's going to be the star. He's a great running back two or flex player. Saquon Barkley. I have him just under only because I love the Giants. I'm a Giants fan. Mm-hmm. But their offense is not as great. The guy's been injured every year. If he doesn't get injured, he's going to be the one of the greatest RB1s on here. He might finish as a top 12, but if he gets injured and doesn't have the support of the offensive line, he's a low-end RB1, RB2. And Javonte Williams coming in after Nick Chubb, David Montgomery, Josh Jacobs, Cordell Patterson, flex position guaranteed, Breece Hall, who's a rookie on the Jets, and Travis Etienne. That's what I got for you for news and notes for running backs. I'll keep you updated as I go. Everything changes. So if you're drafting in 2 weeks, don't listen to the news and notes this week. Listen to it the following week. But Jack, what do you got?
I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hope you had a great,
I did that on the
listening
one
and visual. Yeah, it was pretty good. It's pretty good.
Horrible.
But we hope to see you guys next time. We love you.
All right, we love you. Like I said, check us out. Share, like, support, show love, Instagram, Unfollow Vic Podcast, on YouTube. You can check out the videos. We should have the videos up for this week. Yeah, give us a shout out, comment, like, subscribe, share your friends. Not in that way, not in the polygamy way. Share this content to your friends. All right, we'll see you next week.
Peace.